How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support that everyone has been showing Radio Nation, because we've been seeing some tremendous growth and the number of our listeners of late. Last week, we actually reached the top 200 in the Apple Podcast charts within the arts category, which was really, really cool. And today, we'd like to keep that positive momentum going. So, spread the word about Great A Nation, and I hope you enjoy this installment. Our special guest co-host is someone that has appeared on Great A Nation before. His name is Paul Dawson, and he is a substitute teacher. And Paul had an incident today, and he called up wanting to talk about it. So, Paul, let's hear out what happened.
Boy, you sure do. I like to hear yourself talk, huh?
Well, Paul, I'm setting the table up. I'm getting things going. That's the point of being a host of a show, is that you have to, you know, set up what we're going to talk about. And I also wanted to thank the audience for, you know, being so supportive of the show that you happen to be on. So wouldn't you be thankful that people are actually going to listen to what's happening in your life?
All right, well, you know, whatever. It's just that it's been a long day.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. What happened exactly? Hello, Paul?
It's just that I really screwed up again.
Okay, you really screwed up again. And we are going to get at what happened, but you have to just keep your composure and tell us what happened.
So,
it's a situation where I was taking a break from tutoring. We have special Saturday tutoring at this school that, I was, emphasis on was, working at. I help the middle schoolers with math when they're struggling. And I was taking a break, and I went to my car, and I just said, I'm going to check Twitter, and I'm going to see what people are tweeting about. And I saw that my niece retweeted something from that person named James Charles.
Yes, that's right, James Charles. We've actually had a special edition of Great A Nation that was a watch-along of his apology video that he produced.
Oh, boy, everything is about you, isn't it?
Paul, I invited you on. Just please be respectful.
All right, so I was in my car, and my niece retweeted this James Charles that you're apparently so familiar with. And Mr. Charles was talking about how he regained control of his Twitter account, and he was not going to be blackmailed into paying people for alleged nudes of himself. So he said, I'm going to post the only nude of myself that I've ever done.
Okay, that is accurate. James Charles did post a tweet of himself where you can see his bare bottom.
Yeah, and so I saw that tweet, and, you know, I was not familiar with James Charles at all. It was my niece that retweeted what he, did. And So I clicked on the picture, and I saw a very juicy, succulent, voluptuous bottom.
What are you trying to say here, Paul?
What I'm trying to say is that I've...
Why are you judging me?
I'm not judging you, Paul. It's just that you are, I believe, a straight man, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Don't.
Oh, now he's doing that animal sound. Okay. Well, let's just take a second and let him regain his composure. Folks, if you want to reach out to us, we are available on Twitter at GradeAUSA. That's GradeAUSA. Are you ready now, Paul?
I guess.
Okay, so get back to what was happening. You saw James Charles and his bare bottom, and you liked what you saw.
I liked what I saw, and you know, I've never really seen a bottom like that on a man. It looked like a woman's bottom. So, you know, for a moment there, I was confused. I was very confused about myself, my sexuality. It's something where, you know, I'm a middle-aged man, and, you know, you see this other man post a picture of his bare bottom, and you get excited and scared at the same time.
Okay, so what is it that happened that caused you to get in trouble?
Well, like I said, I was in my car when I saw the tweet, and you know, I was so excited and thrilled by what I saw that I had to unzip my fly to prevent my pants from bursting.
Okay, I don't think your pants can burst just because you get excited seeing a picture of someone's bare bottom.
Well, you might be an incel, to be honest.
Don't go down that road, okay? All I'm saying is that it just seems questionable that someone would feel that if they didn't unzip their fly, that they would just explode from one picture.
Well, it was going to happen. It was going to happen. And so I unzipped my fly, and I was quite aroused. And, you know, when that happens, I thought to myself, I can't go back into the classroom with a massive stiffy.
All right.
Well, it was very, very engorged.
Okay, it was engorged, and you didn't want the students that you were helping with math to see a middle-aged erection, is that it?
I had no choice but to try and relieve the tension that I was feeling in that area.
So you're saying that you masturbated in your car.
That's right. And I was almost finished when the school security guard, a very nosy individual, knocked on my door on the driver's side and said, "What in the blazes are you doing?"
Okay, well, that's a natural reaction when you see a man in a middle school parking lot touching themselves.
Well, I think you're being very judgmental.
If I do anything to myself, it's gonna be your fault.
Don't talk that way, Paul. Okay, Paul, if you have listened to the last installment of Grade A Nation that Paul Dawson has been on, you know that he has attempted self-harm in the past and survived. And for him to talk about that right now, I think, is crossing the line.
Well, you're the one that causes it. You're the one that causes it when
you judge.
All right. It seems like you're in a very fragile state, so maybe we shouldn't press on with the show.
I want to talk. Just shut your pie hole for just a minute, if you can. I don't think you can. So, the security guard said, "What in the blazes are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I saw this picture up of a delicious cake, and I had to touch myself to relieve the stress."
Did you really tell the security guard that?
Okay, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. You're laughing at me. And, you know, if I jump, I'm going to put
on a post-it note that Chris Thomas of Grade A Nation caused this.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're not going to get anywhere with this, because Paul's in a very fragile state and he doesn't seem like he is in the right state of mind.
You know, all I wanted to do was educate children. That's all I've ever dreamed of. And to have James Charles and his scrumptious booty cheeks be the end of my career would be a very sad end. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Paul, that is certainly a point or a perspective, but maybe you should take responsibility for what you did.
Oh, so if you see a picture that you get excited by, you would just let yourself walk into a classroom with a massive heart on?
Well, I would refrain from walking into the classroom. I would just wait it out, just get the picture out of my mind if I was aroused by a picture, and then get back to helping the students.
Oh, you're so composed. Oh, maybe you should run for president or something.
I don't think it's a matter of me running for president or being special or anything like that. It's just that you have to have self-control.
Oh, I don't have self-control. Okay, so I see James Charles and his badonkadonk, and I start touching myself, and suddenly I'm Dennis Rader, the BTK killer.
No one is comparing you to a serial killer, okay? It's just that you're not supposed to be touching yourself in a middle school parking lot. It's really that simple.
Oh, okay, well, you sound just like the school administrators because they let me go. Right on the spot, no investigation, no nothing. Just because some nosy Fredo.
What do you mean, Fredo?
Yeah, Fredo. Okay, so, you know, Chris Cuomo said that, the term Fredo is almost like saying the N-word, right?
Yeah, where are you going with this?
Well, the Fredo snitched on me.
Okay, well, was the security guard Italian?
No, they were not.
Okay, so why are you calling the security guard a Fredo?
Well, all I'm saying is that this Fredo, if we operate under the assumption that the term Fredo is like using the N-word.
Oh, so the security guard, you know, Paul, maybe you should not be working in the education field because you're a racist.
I'm not a racist. I didn't say anything racist. I just said that the security guard was a nosy Fredo.
And I know that when you say Fredo, you don't mean Italian because you're essentially saying the security guard was a black person.
All right, so yeah, what of it? You know, I use that term. If I'm not allowed to use the N-word, I'm going to use Fredo, okay? If Fredo means the N-word, you know, that Fredo security guard.
Okay, we are pretty much done here because this isn't going to be a racist podcast, okay?
I'm not a racist. All I'm saying is that this welfare stamp Fredo.
All right, you know, you're getting a little bit ridiculous now.
This Fredo, who loves to drink Kool-Aid when he's doing his rounds in the middle school.
Okay. I'm sorry, Grade A Nation. This was another disaster, dumpster fire, you can say.
All I'm saying is that this Fredo was walking around with purple Kool-Aid and fried chicken as he was inspecting the school, and he came upon an innocent substitute teacher admiring James Charles and his succulent butt.
All right. We'll see you next time, Grande Nation. Hopefully on a much more positive note. Take care.
James Charles, here's my number. Call me maybe.